right now, the second graders at Horizon Elementary in Holt are streaming back in from recess. They are pumped up on playground endorphins and spring fever. So let's pretend that you are their teacher. Can you get them sitting down, quietly ready to engage in a completely new, conceptually difficult math lesson with no nagging? Carrie Young can, and she is just a student teacher.
What is perimeter? That is the question we are answering, ladies and gentlemen.
It's actually kind of amazing. Here's what's going on. She's just sitting up front. She's got a prompt question written on the board. It says, what is perimeter? Write your best guess and come sit up front. And the obedient kids come in from recess, and then they're like, oh, this is what she wants us to do. So they come up, and she interacts with them then, only when they come up. She gives them a new task.
Lily, you've been sitting so quietly.
Ooh, careful.
You okay? Could you draw a line segment that is 10 centimeters long?
And the more restless kids are like, oh, what's going on up front over there? And one by one, these kids, of their own accord, do the prompt, come sit up front, and are quiet. And she hasn't said, be quiet, a single time.
By the time she has them join her on the carpet, they've already transitioned from worrying about what was happening out at recess to starting to think mathematics.
This is Pat Ryan. She's what's called a field instructor in Michigan State education speak, meaning she coaches these education students like Carrie Young throughout their fifth year of college. And that fifth year is spent entirely in one classroom, teaching the whole time. Obviously, there is a lead teacher, but the fifth years are always teaching too. And for big chunks of the fall and the spring, they are basically the lead teacher, which is just what Carrie Young is doing right now.
If I draw your name, please either share what you or your partner was thinking. What is perimeter? Mr. Strauss, what were you thinking?
I thought a perimeter is like the middle of a shape, like a circle, square, triangle.
This whole fifth year thing is not unique to MSU, but it is still relatively rare. A lot of other education schools have fourth year students spend only a semester as student teachers. But the fifth year thing is not just about more time in the classroom, although that's great. It's continuous. The idea being you have to know how to teach kids week one, when everything is about setting up the classroom rules and getting kids to understand what you expect from their behavior, all the way through to now, when they can sit themselves up front ready to talk about perimeters. And all these things that Young is doing, even the signals that she's giving them with her hands that you can't hear, like the shh, let's listen signal, the eyes that say, hey, I see you over there, get it together. These are the things that she has honed in her one-on-one sessions with Pat Ryan, the field supervisor.
Early on, there was a lesson that was a fabulous lesson, and Carrie couldn't get it going because of the behavior. And it was really disappointing to you, and you got emotional. We talked about a few things, and oh my gosh, you just started putting those pieces in place, and you learned to teach while monitoring behavior.
For Carrie Young, this fifth year has been eye-opening.
I could have thought I was prepared last year just with our undergrad and the classes and the brief experience we had done, but I really wasn't in any way, which I realized once we got here.
And now she says she feels almost ready to run her own classroom next year. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.